Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We're so glad that each and every one of you joined us today for the program. We have got a special program for you today. So I'm so glad to have you on the air with us as you travel, as you move around. And we just want to let you know that you can catch the program anytime on 91.5 FM here at 7:30 a.m. or on our website at ourlighthouse.net. Just go there and go to the Turn the Light On tab, and you can pop right in. So I'm going to dive right into the program because we've got a special guest all the way from Ghana, West Africa today. I'd like to welcome Pastor David Ajapon from Ghana. Welcome to the program, Pastor.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you here today, and I've heard a little bit of your zeal and your preaching. You shared with our young adults this past evening, and they were just blown away. My daughter really was impressed, and she said that, you know, you were just moving and ministering with the Holy Spirit, and she's really good at recognizing that because she was raised with me. So, you know, she was like, he was prophesying and speaking words over people. So, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll have some words or some prophetic words for some people over there in the out in the airwaves today. Who knows? But I want to give you free liberty to just share with us a little bit about yourself, about your ministry, because we don't get opportunities to have people from Ghana, West Africa on the program every day. Right, so once again, welcome to the program, and I'm going to give you a chance to just introduce yourself to everyone.
All right, so thank you. Hello, listeners, and thank you for having me. So my name is Pastor David, and I'm from Koforidua, Ghana, West Africa. I am married to Phoebe, and we have three amazing children, Jedidiah, Janice, and Jaden. And by the grace of God, we are expecting. So we pastor International Life-Giving Church, a church we are being blessed by the grace of God to pastor for the past 4 years. Our heart is for young adults. And so we are after college students, we are after university students, and they are the ones that we are reaching out to. It is amazing to see what the Lord is doing, that young people are coming, I mean, to the Lord.
So good.
And they are serving the Lord with all of their heart. And it's just an amazing thing, I mean, to see. So we do crusades, we do street evangelism, we take care of orphans and widows. We are a mission-minded church.
Yeah, I truly believe that God is after the next generation. You know, the generation of college students and even the youth from 12 and up, I think that they are the generation that's going to really see a great outpouring of the presence of God and the Holy Spirit in their lifetimes. And I don't want them to miss it, you know, and I know you don't either. And that's why we're so passionate, you know, here at Lighthouse Church. We've got a young adult group that you spoke at at their last meeting, and it's called Launch Young Adults Group. And it's on Sunday nights at 6:30 here at the church. And I'd encourage any young adults that's 18 to 29 years old, come on out. We've got youth group on Wednesday nights. We'd love to see you be a part of that. But, you know, what is your message, Pastor, for the young people of this next generation? What is it that God has really got burning in your heart to share with them and to teach them and to see them grow and become who God's called them to be?
So the beautiful thing is that back home in Ghana, I have been discipling young people. And I feel like God is calling young people to stay on fire for Him.
Amen.
Because, I mean, in every generation, you find young people become very reluctant. And when they are comfortable, they forget about their Savior. And the scripture says that we must remember our Lord when we're young. And so it is I mean, going back into the churches, going back to where young people are and telling them, hey, God loves you. After they are saved, they are to remain on fire for the Lord. And so my message to young people, and as I preach in Ghana, everywhere I've been to, whether Liberia, whether Sierra Leone, South Africa, every country I've been to, the message to young people remains the same. This is the time for us to carry the gospel to the rest of the nations. The world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And this is the time.
I believe that.
And this is the time for us to manifest. Our time is now. There is no more time. Jesus is coming. We must rise up. We must preach the gospel. We must let people hear of the good news of Jesus Christ.
Oh, such a good just foundation, Pastor. You know, I'm thinking about all that. I'm looking at Timothy 4:12. It says, don't let anybody look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith. And here's the last one, and in purity. You know, and I've never seen, I thought my generation had a serious attack against it for sexual immorality and just an attack against the purity. But I believe that the world that we're living in and the generation that is facing the growth spurt that they are coming out of youth into young adults and into adulthood have never been under more attack than they are right now for their sexual purity, their heart, their integrity, all of that stuff.
I believe that is true too, because it is quite, you know, unbelievable looking at how young people are targeted in this season and in this day. And like you rightly said, it is so, and it is even worse because today they have a lot of options. That is how it seems like. And so, you know, whether by government, whether by society, it's telling young people you have options. And, you know, the options that they have goes against the word of God.
It does.
And so they are right now under serious attack. I mean, when it comes to morality, living right and pleasing the Lord is such a great attack on young people in our generation today.
And not just here in the States, but in Africa as well.
Everywhere.
You know, I mean, there's really no difference, honestly. I've been to Zambia, Cameroon. I've been to Kenya. I've been all through Botswana and different areas of Africa. And the onslaught for the young people is the same. It's distraction. It's how can I keep them? How can I keep them from Jesus? That's the enemy's plan. He doesn't care what you do.
True.
As long as you don't do Jesus.
True.
You know, and are some of the ways that kids maybe get attacked there in Africa? And, you know, I know social media is big and, you know, what about the gender stuff that's going on
So social media is one big thing. And I think that in Africa, most people are, you know, poor. They don't have, I mean, means like a lot of young people have, I mean, in America.
They're not as privileged.
Yes. So everybody seems to be looking for opportunity to make it in life. And that plunges them into a lot of temptations. And so, like, you know,
fast ways to make money.
So that is when you have a lot of young people from West Africa who are into this scam thing. I mean, they scam people online. I mean, they do all those things to people in America and elsewhere in the world.
Sure, scams. I mean,
we have seen
things like that.
Yes, we have seen young people who are also hooked up onto drugs. I mean, like weed and, you know, cocaine to some level. You see young people who do that back there. And so they have a big spectrum of temptation, right? I mean, America young people have their own issues and African young people have their own issues. Our temptations might be different, but like you mentioned, the devil's goal is to steal the young people and make sure that they no longer follow Jesus. And that is the bottom line. And for me, I have seen a lot of young people go through stuff. But at the end of the day, I believe in the saving grace of the Lord. I mean, the hand of the Lord is mighty to save, and God saves people, for which reason he has called us.
Yeah, I'm looking at 1 Corinthians, you know, 10:13, and it says this, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he also will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it, you know? And I think this younger generation just needs us to stand up and go, listen, guys, no temptation that's coming at you that Jesus himself didn't face.
Yes, sir.
That we as your adult mentors or leaders didn't face.
Yes,
sir. And you're facing them, and your children are going to face them, and their children's children are going to face them.
Yes, sir.
But here's the thing, and I think the message is never going to change. It's the gospel, man.
Absolutely.
We've got to get people in front of the gospel so that the power of God can come and change their lives. And if you're listening today and you're falling into temptation, you don't even have to be considered a young adult or a youth, man.
That's right.
I don't care who you are. If you're dealing with a lack of just integrity or things going on in your life, you need the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, and that's so true. Because again, I think yesterday I was having a conversation with you, and then we were talking about, you see, you can be in church and not be influenced by anything that happens in church if the Holy Spirit is lacking in your life.
Yes.
And that is why I was telling the young adults yesterday when I met with them, I said, you need to stay on fire for the Lord. One of the ways you do that is to stay in the place of prayer. If you stay in the place of prayer, you can never go wrong. If you are a prayerful person, you can never go wrong.
That's so good.
Temptations will come against you. The enemy will throw things at you, but you will never go wrong. Right. If you have the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, you will never go wrong.
That's right.
And maybe you are listening right now and you have a lot of things going on in your life. Hey, hear me. You can never go wrong if you have the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. It doesn't matter how many years you have been in church. It doesn't matter. Maybe you've been in church for 2 months or 3 months, you have been in church for a week or 5 years. All you need is the presence of the Holy Spirit and the ability to stay in the place of prayer.
Yes.
If you're able to do that, it pushes away every darkness out of your life.
That's amazing. You know, let your light so shine.
Hallelujah.
For men, and they'll see your good works and they'll glorify your Father in heaven.
Hallelujah.
It works every time.
It does.
And that's really what happened to me in my life. You
Hallelujah.
Know, I mean, I was an alcoholic and a drug addict. And I ended up in a situation where I had to sit with, like we are here in the microphones, with a radio station, and I was the DJ there, and I had to babysit the pastors on Sunday, and I wasn't saved, you know, and I had to sit there and listen to the gospel 3 times, 30 minutes each time every Sunday, and the gospel just kept coming at me, and I kept feeling that tug of the Holy Spirit and that nudge that I needed Jesus in my life, and I finally surrendered. I said, I got to go to church.
Hallelujah.
I got to find a church, and I just went to the first church that I found.
Hallelujah.
It's this little Baptist church, and they grabbed me by my long hair and put me in that baptism tank. They put me under the water, and the old passed away, and all became new,
Hallelujah.
And God just began to change my world. But,
Hallelujah.
I mean, we are baptizing a ton of people right now.
Praise the Lord.
Talk to us about what's happening in the church in Africa. I want to hear, because I'm excited about what's happening here in America.
That's right.
Revival is happening. People are coming to the Lord. You know, I think there's going to be way more in the near future, but what's happening over there?
Pastor Kelvin, there is revival. The church in Africa is on fire.
That's amazing.
Young people
love
are
to
on
hear that.
Fire for the Lord. It is a beautiful thing to see and to watch. If you have come from a past generation and then you are in Africa and you see how young people love the Lord in this season, it blesses your heart. It gives you the hope that there is a future for the church going forward.
Yes.
That indeed the Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail over the church. He said, I will build my church. He is building his church. So we see young people coming to the Lord. We see how dedicated they are to the work of ministry. Wherever we go, it is all young people. They are on fire. They are in the place of prayer. They are seeking the face of the Lord. They are doing the work of God. It is just amazing.
That is so cool. You know, and we actually have to remember, because this world system and the media and everything about it is not controlled by God's people.
That's
you know,
right.
The enemy has his grips on this world, but I assure you, he's losing that grip.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to tell you
Hallelujah.
That the church is growing and expounding and,
yes,
and expanding it at an astronomical rate.
Yes, sir.
The world isn't going to tell you that, but I'm here today to say, you know what? Jesus is alive. And revival is happening, and the power of the Holy Ghost is being poured poured out all over from Africa to Merritt Island, you know, in Ghana and in Cocoa Beach. Mm. The power of God is being poured out. People are being healed,
yes,
set free. We're seeing deliverance ministry rising up. Mm. We're seeing just depression falling off of Hallelujah. People as they come to know the Lord. There's so many things that I'm watching God rinse off of people in that baptismal tank. You know, you need to get baptized. If you're a believer and you've never been baptized, you should get baptized.
Yeah, that's so true. So let me tell you, I think that is a very good advice. You see, once you give your life to Jesus, the next most important thing you need to do is to make sure that you go for baptism. You need to be baptized. You need to go for John's baptism. After that, you still need to come for baptism into Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Where you receive the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen Jesus do mighty things in our ministry.
Oh, yeah.
Deliverance is taking
Tell
place.
Us.
Salvations are happening. People are coming back to the Lord. They are doing... Listen. And
it's so exciting.
Being here, I love your church. I mean, I was here in your church, the first service, the second service. I was here for third service with the young people. I just love the heart of the people.
Yeah.
I mean, I just fell in love with your church because I was here just for the first time. If you're around and you are listening to me, and listen, this is a good church to be at.
Yeah.
And so I was here and I met one young man who says he's not a member of the church, but he comes for the young adult meeting because he just loved the church.
Right.
But he has a place where he fellowships. But every Sunday evening, he's here for young adults. I mean,
That's right.
meeting. Maybe you're listening. You don't have a church to attend. Listen, I have come all the way from Ghana to come and recommend this church to you. You need
Perfect.
To come and experience what Jesus is doing in this church.
Yeah, it's
the
exciting.
Word is fresh. The people are welcoming. The environment is exactly what you need to grow in the Lord. And I believe this is your season. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you, man. That's a great plug. We appreciate that. But, you know, it is true. And it's really because we're just humbling ourselves and we're just saying, God, we want what you want. You know, so many times I feel like God's had to fight the pastors to get his will done in the church. And if we'll just surrender to the Lord and we'll allow the Holy Spirit room in the service to move in a place in our hearts and in our messages, and, you know, we'll see the power of God released. Man, we've been seeing people get healed at our church and set free. Marriages have been saved. I mean, it's been quite a you know, couple of years here, because this church, believe it or not, 3 years ago only had about 20 people in it.
Oh, you don't mean it?
Yeah.
3 years
so,
ago?
So 3 years ago when I took over as pastor, you know, we had maybe 30 people here at this
wow.
church, and God is doing what you've seen happening here, you know, in the last 2.5 years.
I don't know who you are. I
don't
know who you are listening to this testimony, but this should tell you that the Holy Spirit is in this church.
Yeah, he's moving.
He is moving in this church. I mean, I am just wowed by everything that I've heard in this place. It is just the doing of the Lord. It is just like when we started our church 4 years ago. I mean, I left my bishop because the Lord instructed me. We were prayed for, my family, and then we were released to go and start the church. We started. We didn't take a single soul out of the church. I mean, we started from our living room.
Right.
And then we started witnessing to people in our community.
That's great.
And then they started to come. Now, we moved outside. We got a very small space where we got. I mean, we pay every month.
Sure.
Now, we have outgrown our space. You're looking for a bigger space to move in. But as I've been here, the testimonies and what I have seen with my eye, if you are listening to us, listen, God lives in this house and he visits the rest of the church. Come to where God lives. It is Lighthouse.
So, yeah, you know, I'm so excited, David, to have you here on the program. And, you know, God is just doing incredible things in ministry, in the divine appointments that we've even seen. Even we couldn't even go to lunch without God
right.
showing up with other missionaries and stuff, showed up right where we were at
That's
this
true.
Week.
Wow.
And I believe there was some divine connection happening there.
It is. I mean, I am already connected because, I mean, so we exchanged numbers with the missionary from Zambia.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then so quickly I messaged him. And then yesterday he got back to me and said, hey, David, I mean, it was nice meeting you. So
I
look forward to greater connection.
Yeah.
And I met another gentleman from your church, Raymond. So I think Raymond works at an airline.
Right.
So he's married to a Ghanaian. So he
no
flies.
Way.
Yeah. So he flies to, I mean, Accra a lot. And then we met. We exchanged numbers. So, yes, I mean, divine connection is happening everywhere.
I love that about God. So let's make a divine connection with everybody that's listening today. You know, let's be sensitive for a minute. And, you know, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to minister to a few people that are maybe listening to the program right now. So let's just see what the Holy Spirit wants to say to maybe some of those who are listening right now. I would encourage you, you know, as we're heading into the holiday season, this can be a sad time for some of you out there. And I just want to encourage you in the Lord. And I just want to say that God is with you and he's for you. And you're not alone in this season of your life. And if you will just begin to seek him and seek his face, you will find him. I believe that God is looking for those who are seeking him. And he is revealing himself to those who are calling on his name, the name of Jesus. So, you know, I believe that depression is broken over your life right here, right now. Amen. I just want to say that you don't have to live alone in the kingdom of God. Mm. You know, there's family, there's Hallelujah. Church family. Plug in here. Hallelujah. Come, if you need somewhere to find people to love you, come be a part of this. And, you know, we would welcome you and embrace you. In Jesus' name.
So again, there's somebody listening to us. You've gone through church hurt, and you've made the decision that you are never going to be back in church again. Listen, it is not coincidence that you are listening to this program at this time. It is divine appointment. And your heart is broken even as you're listening. I mean, I see that you were working in the church. You were pastor. You were in ministry. But church hurts caused you to leave the church. But I pray for you that the Lord will restore your heart. This is the right place to be. God says, come back to him. Come. Listen, if you can call Pastor Kelvin, he's going to help you. He's going to pray for you. He's going to love on you. And I believe that he will create room for you where you can serve and be all that God wants you to be.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, I was feeling an impression that there's somebody out there that's dealing with some neck pain on the right side of their neck, right side of their body. And Lord, we just thank you that by your stripes we were healed. I speak healing over those who are listening and anybody who's dealing with any ailments in their body, any sickness, any disease. We take authority over that sickness and we declare and decree right now that by Jesus' stripes you were healed, you are healed, and we release that healing to you right now. In Jesus' name. And just, you know what, as healing comes, as these situations connect with you, connect with us and let us know what it is that's happening with you through the radio. We would love to hear your testimony, and you can get hold of us at testimony@ourlighthouse.net. You can send us an email. Go to our website, click on there and connect with us and say, hey, you prayed over the air and that miracle happened for me, Pastor, and I want to share it. And, you know, we are believing for incredible breakthrough. 2024 is going to be the year of the open door for you, that God is going to open the windows of heaven. He's going to pour out a blessing so big that you can't even contain it. You know, and I speak that over you, Pastor David, as well, for your ministry and for all the things that are going on. So, guys, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back in just a moment here at Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait. Hello, everyone. Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I just wanted to take a moment and invite each and every one of you to our Christmas Eve services. It's going to be December the 24th at 4 and 5:30 p.m. here at Lighthouse Church, located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Please join us as we celebrate the joyous holidays and the birth of Jesus Christ here at our church. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, to all of our sponsors, we just say thank you so much for putting us on the air and being able to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And Pastor David, we are so honored to have you at Lighthouse Church, and I wish we'd have known a little sooner. We could have done more ministry, but next time. But we're so excited to have you on the air. But I want you to be able to tell people a little bit more as we're closing out the program on what you do, how you do it, and then I'll tell them how to get connected with you here in just a minute.
All right. Go ahead. So I am part of a big organization that is called Empowered to Restore Ministries. So Empowered to Restore Ministries, what they do is that they help communities, they help women, and they help the churches in impoverished communities by establishing sewing centers. They are building wells, they are also building churches, and they are helping women and children in these communities.
Yeah, we built two sewing centers through Lighthouse just this last year. Hallelujah. So we support two of those.
Yes, I think you
helped. That's how we got to meet.
Absolutely. So they are building sewing centers, they are building schools, we are building wells in areas where we believe God is calling us. And so we are in Liberia, we are in Uganda, we are in Ghana, we are in Pakistan, we are in India, we are in, I mean, a lot of places doing the work of missions. Then in Ghana, I am also, God has called me for young people, young adults, and that is where we work. We are in the colleges, we are in the universities, we are winning young people, and we are doing the work of ministry. We have seen God do mighty things, I mean, with the young people that come to the Lord, and it is such an amazing thing, I mean, to watch.
That's incredible, man. So listen, guys, if you wanted to learn more about Empower to Restore, you can find their website online at Empower to Restore. And then also, if you wanted to hook up with Pastor David and learn more about his personal ministry, it's International Life-Giving Church in Ghana on Facebook. Look him up on Facebook, and maybe we can try to post a link for that on our website as well. You could go check on the Lighthouse website. We'll try to get something up on the missions page for that as well. Or you can go on David's personal Facebook page, and that would be under David
Agyepong.
Agyepong, and that's A-G-Y-E-P-O-N-G. All right, guys. So listen, this has been an incredible program all the way from Ghana, Africa, to be here to share with our community here in Brevard County. And we just want you to know that you are an incredible man of God. And I speak the blessing of the Lord over you and your ministry. And we release you to be all that God has called you to be in Jesus' name. Thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On. This is Pastor Kevin.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.